The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Hey man, welcome back to the 85 South Show. Man, I'm gonna cut right to the chase, man. We got one of the hardest young niggas coming up in the rap game. In the trap with us today, man. All the way from Memphis, man. Yeah. Hey man. Shout out Flo. Walk him down. Young nigga got hits already, man, out the gate. None other NLE Chopper in there. Man, shit, much love, man. Yes, keep doing your motherfucking thing, bro. First of all, welcome to the trap. Shit, what you got going on?
We just got the AC fit.
Oh, I like to be hot anyway.
Nigga said, I like to be hot. That's a young nigga shit. Wait till you get over 30, then you're just gonna change. You like, man, turn the air on in this motherfucker.
Now, nigga. What? Nah, but you been popping your shit, been doing your shit. You dig what I'm saying? You represent for the young niggas. And can I say, hey, man, first of all, you ain't no motherfucking hoe. One thing about it, that's what I been wanting to tell you. Hey, boy, you handle yours every time. And I rock with you.
What's up?
If we ever together, I know I'm swinging with you.
Nah, for sure.
Hey, might as well. You hear me? Tackle the elephant in the room, man. First of all, man, you know, I hate that you had to go through that, man, dealing with these wild-ass, unnecessary-ass people who looking, you know, and that's the difference between, we were just had an interview with Big Tigger. We was talking about, you know, when fame was different back in the day when people didn't have access to you and everybody didn't have a camera phone where there ain't nobody just running up on you like that with no camera. And now everybody got a camera in line and motherfuckers say knock you out and it's clear that didn't happen. And you slipped and motherfucker knock out. Nigga, that went no goddamn knockout, you lying motherfucker. So, like, as a young nigga, like, how do you handle those type of people now coming up in the game with fame is the way you come up in it?
I mean, shit. Best way is, like, to embrace it, you know what I'm saying? I don't try to avoid nothing. Like, I'm the type of guy, like, is either A or B with me. So, like, I really just embrace it, like, how it was. Like, with bro in this situation, I wasn't even gonna swing on him. I really was finna just, you know what I'm saying? I squared to him, originally trying to, like, tell him, like, bro, calm down. I ain't hear you. I had my earphones in. I ain't hear you. But when he said something about being scared, I ain't go for that. I've been light-skinned my whole life. Nigga think I'm a hoe. I always had to show a nigga. Because I'm light-skinned.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like embracing. I just had to embrace that. And then when bruh, he kind of, like, he was finna hit me, I'm like,
you got to go for what you know.
Like, you got to go and do what you got to do. You got these people around camera phones, and that's one thing. You ain't finna play with me on camera.
Right.
So,
facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but you
got to stand on yours, though.
And you definitely did that.
Definitely did. And that Chris Brown crossed shit out you.
That nigga Chris Brown crossed
the shit out you. That was it. You ain't see that shit? He went behind the back on that nigga.
You don't play like that, do you?
Nah, he ball.
You hoop?
Yeah, hoop. That's different. I really hoop. Me, Chris, and Dirt, we about the top hoopers that rap, honestly.
Y'all ain't playing nobody for real.
Nah, we hooping for real.
Nah, but like y'all ain't playing nobody for real.
Who? Like who?
Y'all ain't playing nobody. Y'all playing rappers. Them niggas be like, hey, y'all, man, y'all did crazy. We're going to the studio.
To the perk 30 before the games. Nigga, toes sweat.
You ain't playing.
Man.
Now, Chris can play, but I done seen y'all ain't played.
No, y'all nigga can ball. I done seen him ball.
I seen
him. He can ball.
They be ducking on hoopers and shit.
Yeah, I mean, y'all niggas can ball. But you came up in Memphis playing ball, right?
Yeah, I came up in Memphis. Ooh.
What position?
Point.
Point.
You look like just fouling, nigga.
That's the only thing you do for fouling, nigga. No, I'm sitting talking. I'm coming for a post game.
You try to get around somebody, I got him.
He ain't going nowhere.
Nah, I played for a little bit.
I grew up hooping. God, I would've went pro if I could stay out of trouble. That was about the only thing that fucked me up. I could've went pro, though.
Really? You think
I could've for so went to college.
What kept you from getting, what made you keep getting in trouble? You know, we got an affinity for your city. We love Memphis. Memphis always show us so much love, man. Other than where I'm from, that's my favorite city, man. So what was it that kept you from being able to focus on ball back then?
Just me. It was always me. It was always something I had going internally that made me feel a type of way to. You know what I'm saying? Act away on the outside. I was never really like nobody around me. It was just always my thoughts, you know what I'm saying? And the situations I put myself in. You know what I'm saying? This is one reason why I named on my new tape, Me Versus Me, because every situation that I've been in, I feel like it's been me, good or bad, it's been because of me, you know what I'm saying? Even the shit I can't control, I blame myself because I allowed somebody in my presence to do something to fuck me up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, you said some real shit right there.
It takes a strong individual to understand that it start with yourself first.
People be fucking with you, though. Sometimes it ain't just you. People will bring you out your character. Like the other week when they said you went to the hospital for drinking too much breast milk. I know you seen
it. Yeah, I missed that one.
Bro, yeah.
They keep fucking with you, man.
And the shit went crazy. He was like, boy, y'all folk believe any goddamn thing.
They said hospitalized.
Funny though, niggas texting me, get well. Are you okay? I don't need 14, man.
Bro, you straight, my boy?
Yeah, I don't need that.
But you know you can't be drinking that shit, bro. You can't be drinking that shit like that.
Who titty you been on, my boy?
You gotta take a sip.
Nigga try to go see about the lady. Who titty you been on, my boy?
Boy, my boy done overdosed on the titty milk, man.
Hey, what if you could overdose on the titty?
I don't want to be the nigga to find out. Like, that would be fucked up when you the first nigga to
be that shit for the kids, fool. Look, baby.
I always thought that I was like, damn, man, I done sucked on that titty a lot of times, but as soon as that baby got here, that baby was allowed to get somebody. It'd be some shit you was at the house thinking about watching your baby get breastfed. I'm like, how the hell you get some milk out that motherfucker, and I done sucked on them titties all the time. I'm just thinking, bro, like,
he right, though.
Real talk.
Because there should be something there for grown men.
It should. Soon as that baby got here, that motherfucker, I've been sucking on this titty for 2 years. So nothing coming
out. So basically, what y'all two things are saying is one titty should always be allocated for us, right, and then the baby get the other one.
That motherfucker right. Grow, he can get all his nutrients. Bitch, I want some nutrients.
Like, what if, like, it should be something that come out before the baby. Like, them 9 months she pregnant, that should be, like, some grown man nutrients in there.
For us, right? Yeah. Like, get ready for the baby. Yeah. Like, you need that for the baby. Like, I gotta go hustle for the baby, guys. I gotta make this money for our baby.
Let me stop, man.
I need my nutrients.
That's too much. You think about it. That's a lot to think about.
This nigga ain't out right now. Like,
you definitely into the health. Like, you didn't, you know what I mean? You didn't.
You had a revelation or something.
Yeah, you went through like this thing.
Right. I woke up and said, never spin it.
I mean, it's
never spin it.
Nothing but,
I mean, you okay.
I remember when I see you sitting Indian style like this, I was like, young nigga going through something. He just outside.
Who was the nigga that got mad when you threw all the food away?
Anytime a nigga ain't got no socks on outside.
When you throwing the food away and shit, nigga was on that, man, don't throw that shit away.
Man, what happened? I did that.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. I throw somebody's food away. Shit, I don't know.
Look at that. It was one of them niggas. They scared to say something.
He ain't throw nobody food.
Yeah, that wasn't my chicken wing. Nigga. No. I don't know what happened.
Nigga be hiding that shit around you now.
Spinach. That's all I know. Spinach.
But what got you into that, though? Especially being so young. You know what I mean? Most young people think they're invincible. We all think we kind of invincible when we're younger, so.
Like you said, you seen niggas seeing Indian style, you like that nigga going through some shit. That's all that shit was, going through stuff, just trying to find a different outlet instead of trying to smoke shit away or just drink shit away, you know what I'm saying? Just doing shit like that because it wasn't helping me internally, it wasn't helping me in the long run. It was a temporary thing, like I'd smoke some, I'd feel better just for that moment, but my problems will still be there when I get back sober. So, like, I was never really facing my problems. I felt I was running from them. So shit, I just started praying more, and God just sent me, like, he sent me a lot of signs and shit, and I got into meditation. And once I started meditating, then when it started opening my mind up to a lot of shit. Like, after my first meditation, it was like a week before I had went vegan. It was like a week of just doing all this shit, I went vegan. You know what I'm saying? I stopped smoking weed, stopped lean.
Weed vegan, though.
I mean, we vegan though, but at the same time, it's like certain shit that.
Don't listen to that nigga. No, the fuck is not.
I mean, it's a plant. It's a plant.
Come from an animal.
Right. Facts.
But it's just all about what a nigga, what you rolling it up in. Cause I'm gonna see honest with you. Before weed was legal, it was only what, 3 strands. You had Kush, OG, Chronic, whatever. You know what I'm saying? 3 strands. Now it's like. You got biscotti, you got Nylator, cereal milk, you got all these different strands. Like, you can't tell me they making this shit in no lab or something. This shit coming out the ass. Like, it's all these different strands, it's all this different stuff.
That's why I'm just trying to smoke and get it off the streets.
Mm. Ain't nothing wrong with that. See, my boy cleans himself.
I'm doing independent research, trying to see what it is.
I know, I seen a couple camps too. They always growing this shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, but they growing it.
Yeah, it's shit hybrid.
Did that affect you musically? Like, you know,
just
switching out your, you know, because a lot of people would subscribe to the weed and the liquor for creativity. Did that fuck up your creativity?
Yeah, mine made me better because I sat down and started writing music. Mm. Like, when I was smoking this shit, I had anxiety real bad, and the weed shit, I thought this shit was gonna help my shit, but then it didn't help it.
Shit boosted.
Yeah, boosted, like, I was just always on edge. Like, even I wasn't smoking no sativa, I'm smoking indica, so I'm making sure I'm chill.
Right.
But I'm still, like, so I could never just sit down and write, because there wasn't no calmness in me. So when I went sober, I got real calm, and, like, I started making my best music, because I'm really thinking. Really scoping shit out. It's like I'm painting a picture instead of going in the studio unprepared and just hoping the dope give me what I need. And sometimes I get stuck smoking weed. I get in the middle of the song and be like, damn, I'm tired. Cause I done smoked face 3 blunts my whole self since I've been in there. So I feel like some I just rather be prepared. Now I write my shit before I go to the studio. So when I go in there, I got it already written. I'm reading it off the paper like it's jail while I'm rapping on me. So that's how I be now. So it really helped me, it improved me, because, like, once you think about it, I made my best hits writing. Shot of Flow, I made that. I wrote that song. I only freestyle at the end when I was like, I might just OD. That's the only part I freestyle. But my best hits, I was writing them best at first.
You popping your shit, young nigga. You sound about 30. It take niggas all the way to 30 trying to get their mind right, man. Nigga, you know what you need now, nigga. That's a good thing. And you crazy. You doing the right way. Right. You prayed up. You stand prayed up. God gonna give you all the signs, bro. You dig what I'm saying? So just stay willing and openly to receive all the blessings. Be aware of all the distractions, but be willing to open to be receptive to any new beginnings. You dig what I'm saying? You doing you right? You doing
most
right?
Most people at your age don't get to that point. You know what I mean? Like you got a whole lot of life to live, and a lot of times it take you living that life to be able to realize the changes that you need to make, some traumatizing situations. Mm-hmm. So it's a blessing that you didn't necessarily have to go through anything super traumatizing for you to realize you need to make that change. And, you know what I mean, be that motivating factor, because a lot of young niggas is out here thinking that they need to chew up 40 perk 30s and, you know, drink a quarter lean just to be able to be cool. And, nah, you can be cool Indian style with no socks on, nigga. He's proof. You know what I'm saying?
Publicly with it, too, though. Like, when shit you do, you telling, like, your people, like, hey, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. They like, well, is he tripping or is he changing or is this a good thing? I'm like, boy, y'all niggas don't understand. But some niggas who know, like, man, Shawty is popping his shit as a young nigga.
For real.
You're mobile.
Love my goddamn self. When you love yourself, you ain't tripping on one motherfucker thing.
Facts.
Saying, like, you do comedy, y'all love what y'all do. Y'all love y'allself for that. God gave y'all the gift to be stupid funny. So y'all gonna embrace this shit. Y'all gonna do y'all shit.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Other people, God instilled different shit in people. When I feel like when you ain't living in what he instilled in you, that's when like, your blessings ain't coming, because, like, you projecting like a fake persona. Like, I'm just real. I'm gonna keep it real all the way 100. Even if I know a motherfucker gonna be on my ass, I'm gonna keep that shit real than me.
That's the best.
Somebody
way to
might
go.
Be inspired. Somebody might, I might save a
saving life. Saving life, yeah,
you know
yes,
right, nigga,
most
pop
definitely.
Your shit every time.
Hell yeah.
Boy, Hebrew Israelite. Israelite. Boy, yeah.
But it's like.
Hey, Carlos had hell man over there thinking. Look at his eyes.
Man, I just stay thinking about this shit.
We need some nutrition, my boy.
And that'll be the nigga to come tripping. Out with the campaign.
We ain't tripping.
Listen. We suck on this titty forever. Soon as the baby come, it's she be like, look, it's dripping. Where's the baby? You like, where the baby, bitch? I'm here.
See, is you know what it probably
I
is.
I think that's about what, shit
maybe
up.
Maybe I want to go deep with it. That's probably what the beauty of being a baby. Baby's the only ones that know the technique. The milk probably always in the titty. You just don't know how to suck it right to get it out of there.
No,
because
sometimes it be so much of it that it just start dripping, bro.
The titty just be leaking. It be so much, it just be like.
You see, it's some shit like that, you know what I mean?
As soon as I get there, it be like, the milk gone.
I know thank you too much, man.
Like, what did I break my baby to? These niggas is on.
My baby mama put titty milk in my pancake one time and thought it was funny.
Oh, God.
I'm eating, I'm just like, She like, what? It's a new taste. I was like, you ain't new, then I'm all right here. She like, nah, I put my titty milk in it.
You didn't appreciate it, but now you want some milk out the titty? You ain't even appreciate it when you had the pancakes.
Uh-uh, bitch, you don't put the titty milk in the pancake, bitch. I want the titty straight out the, I want it out the titty. Don't put the milk out the, yeah, man. You can't mix it with everything, tripping, man. Man. Just, man, I don't like certain shit to touch.
What the hell, man?
Exactly.
You thought I'm high.
That's
what
you're supposed to be saying.
I actually ate titty milk in my pancake.
See, that's the thing about it. That's how fucked up it is. He said he ate titty milk.
He did?
Yeah, I did. The texture of titty milk and pancakes is like bologna.
And you know what's crazy? It's gonna be a nigga in the comments like, man, I knew I wasn't the only one. Me too. This shit crazy.
The comments crazy than this. Somebody gonna be in there. I've been drinking titty milk for 4 years.
It's good. It got good vitamin E.
I'm gonna tell you where to buy it at. It's a store. In San Bernardino, California. It's
what
the only
it,
one
to sell. What's minerals in the titty?
It is.
It is.
Everybody know that.
It's minerals.
That's why babies get
it's
so
minerals.
Big.
Minerals.
It is.
Hell yeah, yeah. Some you minerals? Don't go to the pre-K.
I know you ain't talking. But I know your ass ain't talking. Egg landing.
You don't never go to the pre-K?
Who?
Like, you ever picked your kids up from pre-K?
Yeah.
Them kids in there that's bigger than everybody?
They got
them breastfed kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They know how to write with their right and their left hand. They be smart as fuck.
Damn. Now, you from Memphis, man, and that's one of the greatest cities as far as the hip-hop music all the way.
Love Memphis,
so,
man.
We love it, man. Love it, man. Well, who were some of your influences coming up, Liza Young Nigga?
I ain't even gonna lie to you. My mom, like...
Your mama rap?
Nah.
I was about to say that.
My
mama.
What's up, my dude?
You talking about music? I ain't really had too many Memphis people I was inspired by. Cause honestly, in my household, we was listening to Pop. Like, Pops like to play Pac a lot. So, but, you know what I'm saying? All my life, I was hearing Memphis, like, classes and shit. So, when you go to it, I always fuck with Juicy. I always fuck with DJ Paul. I still fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? They come to the studio, they'll parlay with me. So, you know what I'm saying? Love for them. But, like, growing up, though, just in general, like, my motivation, though, it came from my mama. Like, musically, I fuck with Pac and then Wayne.
What's your favorite Pac song?
It gotta be Dear Mama. I fuck with Dear Mama, cause that's just a song I resonate with. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah,
Dear Mama.
I feel you. Mine is Death Around the Corner. You know Death Around the Corner. I see Death Around the Corner. Mm-hmm. Well, gotta stay high while I survive in the city where the skinny niggas die. When you bury me as a G nigga. Oh yeah, I see you back in the park. Hell yeah. That was the shit I was growing up on, man, for sure. You
know what I mean? My favorite pop song is So Many Tears.
Oh yeah, So Many Tears. So many that's another one.
Yeah, that's all the way.
I can't just.
I ain't got no favorite. I love harmonica. That's the thing that blow. Yeah, that's Stevie Wonder. I knew that was on me. Nobody had no harmonica on that shit.
Put some harmonicas in your neck, shit.
Real, I got to.
Yeah, that's
what. The only part.
Hey,
what the hell?
That shadow flow, that's what blew you up. That's what took you to the next level. I'm trying to keep it in the pocket, nigga, but the niggas, the ticket don't fuck us up, my nigga. We ain't gonna never be able to get back right.
I think that's stupid as hell, bro. That nigga look dead every dog. Brain that in you, bro.
Man, you just pointed it.
The shot of flow, that blew you up. Like, did you know that was gonna go?
Honestly, I knew it was gonna go, but I didn't know it was gonna go that crazy. I was telling my folks, I was like, damn, how many views you gonna think this bitch gonna pull in a month? Everybody telling me like a million. One of my boys with me said, they hoe gonna hit 100 million. I just looked at his ass. I'm like, man, he got power. But I swear to God, that bitch got over 100 million to this day. Over 100 million. Come on.
Now, coming out of Memphis, like, when you first were getting a bull, like, coming out of Memphis, like, how hard it was for you to just, like, all right, just to get over that hump, like, fuck this shit. I'm gonna keep going. You know, some niggas get distracted and get discouraged.
I ain't gonna lie, fool. Hell nah, I was in it. Like, as soon as I seen that, when I seen that motherfucker start blowing up, the way it blew up, I'm like, man, hell nah, I'm straight in this. I'm 100% in. Whatever I ain't never 1 foot in, 1 foot out. I got the tendencies, I gotta go hard at anything I do. If it's robbing a motherfucker, killing a motherfucker, stealing something, making music, whatever it is, I gotta be 100 in it. And when I feel like a lot of niggas from my city don't get that blessing.
Right.
Like, I was on the phone, I had mom, like, mom, we don't know shit about the music industry, but we need to fly around, meet all these labels. Every label was hitting me. You know what I'm saying? I had to take heed of that. I knew there was something I had to jump on.
Like, so you were just doing it for fun when you made that song? You were just fucking around?
No, I wasn't fucking around. I was dead serious because at the same time, I was battling something internally. Like, I was just real depressed because I ain't really know.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
What I really wanted to get out in life, I was really, Mom, I was really making everybody around me, my parents and shit, I wasn't making them proud. I wasn't making the right decisions. I wasn't doing the right shit. I'm saying, I ain't gonna lie, during that time of the song, and she was growing, blowing up. I had like all F's and one A, but I never.
What's your day in?
A gym.
I knew it. I knew it. Nigga was coming to school dressed in gym clothes, basketball shorts, and tank top.
And he was good. He was good.
Kickball, all that. He was acing it.
Hey, you knew I was gonna say gym.
I thought you was gonna fuck him up and say some shit like biology. Or something.
I was like, fine.
I was like, please let it be a subject. Fuck, I was rooting for you.
But nah, like. I was really contemplating dropping out and just trying to make this shit work. And they really saved my life because I was, like I said, I was good in hooping, but I couldn't stay out of trouble, so I ain't really play. I ain't play like varsity, like I ain't play school ball like that. AAU, I play because it was different, but I was still getting in trouble. AAU, I played for one of like the best AAU teams in the world, Penny Hardaway team.
Yeah.
I played for them. But I barely played too, cause on the road I'd be doing little shit in the hotel. I'd fight with my teammates. I was just doing a lot of stuff that disturbed me from what I really loved. I love hooping, but I just knew like I knew myself. I knew who I was at that time when I was young. And I knew I'd never be able to have a coach in my ear all day telling me do this, do that. Cause I'm a man of my own. I like to be independent. I like to wake up and say, let me work on this today instead of a nigga waking me up saying, work on that jump shot today. You know,
right.
I like to do it on my own, you know what I'm saying? So when I blew up in there, it was something I really loved doing. And it was like music was therapy. It still is therapy for me. Go to the studio and vent.
Lay that shit out on the music, man. Keep giving us the motherfucking hits, you dig what I'm saying? Keep making your mom and your dad proud, you dig? Keep praying and showing these niggas it's cool to be different.
Yes, all the way. Now, NLE, where you that come me? From? Where you developed that?
What you mean?
Your name, like the NLE.
So, NLE, I was rapping with a group of niggas at first, and I kind of branched off from that and did my own thing. So, I always wanted to make, like, my own brand, my own label. And I would call myself No Love because I ain't show no love. And when I ever show love, it turned out bad for me. So I just labeled myself No Love. And within that, I made No Love Entertainment, NLE. So I got somebody made me like a logo and shit. I'm about 15, 16. I'm really doing this shit. Like, I'm really thinking like my mentality was up there through the roof. Like, I knew what I wanted to do. Made NLE, No Love Entertainment. Nigga, I had these bullshit-ass shirts. They were so bullshit. It was like a gift.
Middle of the mall, Jones?
Man, I'm talking about, you put that on the washing machine, this shit peeling off.
Right now.
One time, John. But I was doing shit like that, selling them. I'm like, hey, you want to be NLE? Hit my DM while I was finding a little dust that wanted to buy it. I had said on the shirt. Like, how I'm NLE, but you selling me the shirt, man. I'm doing shit like that.
Because you NLE, nigga.
Yeah, I mean. I was doing this shit like that, and yeah, I just made my brand.
So I too.
Gotta make it. Gotta start somewhere.
Yeah.
Pop your shit.
See it. Gotta see it, man. See it all the way through. Stand on it. Believe it. Shit gonna happen. That's what Twitter got this whole campaign now, where they finding all the celebrity tweets before they, you know, got famous and when they was speaking on, you know, becoming famous. Now they putting this shit on billboards, all Times Square and shit like that, man.
Them that speaking
it. Hey, man, it take heart to chase your dream, though.
A lot of heart.
Yeah, I watched some shit about Kanye. We just watched some shit with Kanye. It was like an interview he did before he blew. Ooh, that man was passionate. That boy had that. He was passionate. He was telling the interviewers didn't want to interview him, so he went up there and told them to interview him. just so they can remember his face. Mm-hmm. It's an interview. Ain't nobody seen it yet because somebody showed me an exclusive of it. It was way before he blew. He was like, yeah, I'm just talking my shit right now. It's like us playing a basketball game. I'm just dribbling up the court talking shit. By the time I get to the end of it, I'm going to show you how I hit the shot. Boy, that motherfucker hit that shot.
Boom and over again.
He boom.
That's the thing about, you know, chasing your dream. In my opinion, you chase it and then you catch it, but then you got to keep catching them because once you catch it, I tell people all the time, getting to your, whatever your goal is, just give you a better view of what's available. Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like you got to keep on. Like, it's one thing to, it's a lot of people that come and go, but to be able to be around for a long period of time, you got to keep remotivating yourself and making new goals and making up new things to chase. You know what I mean? So, you know, you're doing the right thing, young nigga, all the way.
Don't mix the emotion with it, too. You got to be militant. I think that's the only way, you feel me? Because you can also observe other people's mistakes to see, like, what drove them that way. You feel what I'm saying? Why they did that. You can tell, man, because even with this industry, this shit can take a toll on you.
God, it does.
Shit can take, and it can drive you crazy, and it can make you do some things, but at the end of the day, it's a job. So what we got to know how to do is differentiate and know how to distinguish, okay, let me keep my emotions and my feelings over here. Let me just go to work. Like, we be having to do, we are comedians, and our job is to make somebody laugh who we don't fucking know. So we damn near, we might not be friendly at all, but we gotta go out here and shake everybody's hand, laugh with them, be like, hey man, you know what? Fuck what's going on in your life. We finna change the vibe right quick. Yeah. Not knowing we traumatize ourselves.
Yeah, on God.
But we have to tap into a certain mind frame where it's like, it's not even about us no more. We gotta go on this stage and make all these people feel a certain type of way because that's how I call it. And they finna make us, it's reciprocated. Yeah. Just like how you, when you rapping on the show and all you see all the motherfuckers out there rapping your word.
I feel it. Just how you go up there and make people laugh, I go up there and make people bounce up and down, so I feel exactly what you
said. Hell yeah, you go out there and you do a show, it's impossible to go to bed. Ain't nobody about to go do no show and go to bed. They be up all fucking night because it's, the, like you said, the exchange of energy.
Right.
You be so charged up, and then you gonna go to sleep till the sun come up.
All the way, and just finding that too. Be careful with that though, nigga. You fall in something, never fall out.
Don't fall in it.
You be falling and get
like,
stuck.
Why is that way? Why I can't?
You know what I mean? But you know, finding that balance, man, is important. You know, because you know you. How old are you now?
19. God, damn, I ain't find myself.
Damn, boy,
Coochie
just got good, too, boy. Boy, I swear to God, that Coochie don't look like Scott. When you 19?
I said 19 when I first had my
19, you can fuck 4 5
16 times. 19, that's when the nuts still got 18. Distance on it, nigga. Just stand over there.
Think I'm
17. You know what I'm saying?
Think I'm 17. Yeah. I was 19. Wrong, nigga. Shit.
19, man. Like,
shit.
You know what I mean? Like, just
I went to school with your dad and them, boy.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, finding that being where you are at your age, like, just, I can tell you, I was nowhere near as mature as you are now, just sitting here having this conversation with you. So you so far ahead of the game. Because when I was 19,
I was ignorant
than a motherfucker.
I could have been the poster for ignorant.
But I thought I was a grown man. Like, and that's the thing. I constantly told myself I was a grown man until I started going through grown man shit. And then I realized, wait a minute, nigga, I done jumped out there too.
I spoke too soon.
He did the 20 shit yet.
It's a thing. Like, I don't even live like a young nigga, though. That's why I feel like I really been here before.
Hey, make sure you enjoy this shit, too.
Shit fun.
I mean,
you gotta enjoy this shit.
I feel like I just got something through. I feel like my purpose is so deep that I feel like I don't need to enjoy nothing until, like, I get done what I feel I need to get done. Until I touch the amount of people I need to touch. So, I mean, hell yeah, I'm still young as hell. In my early 20s, I'ma have fun. But right now, like, until I'm about 20, 22, 23, I need to bust my ass so I can set something up, a big ass foundation.
That's good. That's good. That's a good mentality. But also understand, man, you owe it to yourself to appreciate the blessings God has given you still.
Yeah. I do little shit. It's just I'm too serious. Like, I don't know.
We
like,
doing nothing wrong. We ain't doing nothing wrong.
But that's
cool. Like, I can relax.
You don't have to do what people say you supposed to do to qualify you being successful. Whatever it is, like you see, you already there. Whatever it is you into, whatever it is you fuck with, subscribe to that and do that. But make sure you do that to appreciate, because God giving you blessings and your blessings are yours. So you got to appreciate them in the process, because it's going to open up more doors. But if you constantly just focus on, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got, ain't nothing guaranteed. Mine ain't guaranteed. So you don't want to short yourself from appreciating that you didn't beat the game already at 19, my nigga. Like, you didn't beat the game, bro.
I don't sit down. I don't get a chance to enjoy.
I just be feeling like if I ain't working, somebody else did.
Understood.
It's,
But even at 30, I'm like that. Like, I'm like how you is at 19. I feel like running shit up, running the bag all the way the fuck up. When I say up, nigga, up and away, my boy. You dig what I'm saying? Don't look behind you. You did, but as it's going to be a time, I'm telling you, where you just need to relax.
Yeah, for sure.
Just what, meditate, nigga. You, the time where you meditate, nigga, you might need a week of that shit.
On me, down
there. I ain't chasing the bag no more. I'm chasing the cart.
You already know the bag there. Yeah.
You know the cart that they put the money in the vault with?
Mm-hmm.
I want me one of them. One of the big-ass laundry carts.
I'm looking for the bag trunk. The money truck.
The truck with the bag in it.
Nigga, I'll do y'all one better. I'm D.C. I'm trying to get in the Federal Reserve where they printing the shit at.
Okay.
That's where it's at, man.
I just want to be on the other side. When they pay IRS, they pay me.
Oh, that nigga. Hey, strike that from the camera, nigga. We went too far.
Secret Service in the van. We finally got him.
You know what I mean? But yeah, man, I can hear the Pac influence, see the Pac influence in you, man, because a lot of people don't know that nigga was 25 when he died.
Yeah.
Like, he had did all that.
He did. He did more than that. Pac did so much shit, every Throwback Thursday, they drop a new picture of this nigga.
No caps.
And then you got new pictures coming out 20 years
new
later.
New interviews. You so like, where the interview came from?
Yeah, exactly.
He lived so fast.
That nigga
he lived the fuck out of life, though.
Yeah, he knew it.
He lived so fast. Like,
when you that powerful and you can touch that many people, and you a Hebrew, because I don't want to say black, because black means that you don't know who you are. You feel me? It's a color. When you know who you are, know who your tribe is, and you start speaking to your people, shit start getting a little serious.
Yeah.
Real talk. But, you know, we don't walk by fear. We walk with, we ready for war.
Yeah, on God.
Now, when me versus me, when is that? when you putting that out there?
Me versus me, 128, January 28th. I was supposed to drop it this Friday, but I pushed it back one more week just so I can have time to shoot some more videos, get some shit done. After that, we going up. We through the roof with this one. I ain't gonna lie to you.
What you got on there?
I got Thug, Bag.
Okay.
Polo and G Herbo.
G
Herbo.
Good little lineup.
Yeah,
not
all
connection.
The way.
Not little collection.
Do you like collabing with artists, or are you more so like, man, I like to get in there by myself?
It's one thing. I love collabing with artists, but it's just a thing of, like, sometimes, like, waiting on if they want to collab with you, or, you know what I'm saying? If
you want to feel the love. Food.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. If it's reciprocated, if it's the same, if we got the same amount of love for each other, hell yeah, let's get in. But I ain't got an Instagram, so I've been banned from Instagram since I was 16, so
fuck,
it's harder to build relationships with other artists.
Ain't no telling.
They cut them off of them shirts. You sell these goddamn shirts, then we get too many complaints. Take his pay.
But you only on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. Okay. No, I'm about to take no down Twitter DM.
I mean,
but you can't separate the posts from, like, the top.
Damn, people. So okay.
You gotta go through them hoes.
Right. You gotta go through every last one of them
until
bullshit.
Until you see somebody,
it's
like,
some bullshit in there, too.
Yeah, if they get the separation shit, I might have a little justice, but still, ain't nobody really checking.
Are you one of the type of artists that'll say when you run into somebody, like, hey, man, let's work? Or do, you know, because a lot of people get frustrated with that, you know, when you meet a dude and be like, yeah, you know, there's a lot of Hollywood shit. Mm-hmm. All right, baby. How many people call your people?
Hey, make sure you get my number.
Hey, man, get my number. All right, baby. Does that frustrate you?
No, I really do. I ain't gonna lie to you, because at the end of the day, what's meant for me gonna be meant for me. You know what I'm saying? What's not, I ain't. You know what I'm saying? But I lock in with artists, like, yo, let me get your numbers just to, you know what I'm saying, stay locked in with them. But it's never like I'm pressing them, like, I want to work or whatever, and try to be on it. Because, like I said, if it's meant for me, it's gonna come to me, or it's gonna get done. I ain't gotta really stress it too much, you know? So.
Hey, man, you know you got a hot ass song when everybody wanted to spit a verse on it. A lot of people rapped on your shit, man. Who were some of the people that you saw rapping
on your shit that you was like, I ain't even know they fuck with me like that?
It's funny, Tory Lanez had rapped on.
Went crazy.
That I Ain't Been Broken a Minute song, he rapped it originally on the Shotta Flow beat. But then when he realized how hard the song was, his engineer and them, they was in the studio, they was like, hell nah, you need to put this on another beat. This can go up. So they put it on another beat, which the I Ain't Been Broken a Minute joint. Yeah. I think he got a plaque right now sitting on that hole. But he recorded it to Shotta Flow though.
So you inspired a hit song?
Low key.
He just realized, like, I did.
Man, that, because you know that everybody has spit a verse over that bitch.
Who made the beat on it?
Midas. It was a guy named Midas. I mean, he came out of Philly.
Is that why you said Southwest Philly on the song?
No, I was just rapping.
You just rapping?
Yep.
I mean, you got it right. Had you been a...
I used to love Philly.
Philly cheesesteak?
Yeah.
You got a little Philly cheesesteak head, egg glass.
Nah, but when you said...
I ain't gonna lie, you wanna know something though, but I ain't gonna check you, fool. Because you got mad lips. You can keep going.
I'm gonna
get off of your ass real good.
Think about real good.
Look, size you up, fly.
I already do. Keep that bitch on, dog.
Well, man, you baby.
You know how the Memphis nigga love though, big head, little shoe ass nigga, man. Why no big man having that nigga, man?
I would say something, but
before we lit
your mouth rich in hell right now.
Nigga dropping jam.
I'm like, god damn. Hell no, I want to be like that.
Every time I go to Memphis, bro, they love me, bro. I'm talking, they won't even let me get my set out, bro. They just be want to roll.
Man,
I be
listen.
Like, y'all, what wrong with
everywhere,
y'all?
Everywhere, bro. All the way.
Anybody
you
hit you, old ladies.
Everybody.
About, they be
chill, yeah. Man, I know your big head ass hit me calling you, man. Big head ass nigga, man. I fuck with you, man. Like, you
what
sure?
Crazy, though, if you ain't even from Memphis, if you not from Memphis, a lot of niggas would think a motherfucker really trying to get off on them.
Right.
Like,
nigga don't even know you showing love.
You gotta
love.
Know the
they
culture,
love,
dog. Like, that's why I love the city so much, because the culture is so unique. Like, it's one of them cities that got a culture that it's Memphis shit. Mm. Memphis, man. Yeah. It's like when you go, you can get engulfed in y'all culture. I mean, from the food to the way of doing things, all that. Like, we love it. Like, that was the first place I ever sold out a show was in Memphis.
Yeah,
you know, and Chuckles, man. And they, you know, and they were surprising to me because, you know, at that point, we ain't really know. We was early in the game, for real. Like, we didn't know who was paying attention or whatever. We just niggas on Wildin' Out.
Yeah.
But when we went, it was like, nah, we fuck with you.
Yeah,
and they were the first city to really show me that type of love, man.
Yeah. You know, really appreciate it for anybody. They don't care if you're the biggest star, the smallest one. If you're a star, they fuck with you. They appreciate you, man. I'm gonna love your ass. Cause you gotta think, Memphis, bro, ain't shit really going on in Memphis but killing, robbing, stealing this shit. Salt, style that shit. You know what I'm saying? So when stars do come, they really embrace them, cause they be in Memphis, we be feeling like everybody don't wanna come to Memphis because of the bullshit they hear. But when y'all come and really show their love, then when they embrace this shit.
Oh, yeah, we was
out.
We be everywhere, too. In the city, trends, all over, nigga. I'm talking about places you know, niggas. Like, man, what the fuck you doing in here, man? I'm like, doing the same thing you doing. He's like, do you mind this shit? Like, yeah, so today love. I am. You know what I mean? And it's just, you know, that love, man. But you, man, 19 years old is 19. Amazing to me, man.
19.
Like,
bro,
19.
I know what I was doing at 19.
Me,
nigga.
Too.
Bro. I was breaking down a gram of cocaine thinking I'm finna run it up. I wasn't doing shit.
A gram?
A gram, that's all I had.
How was you bringing it up like this, man?
Well, I was bringing it down. Let me tell you something. I bought it for $45 and I made $75. I nicked it out.
30.
That's crazy. I was just going to school. I was going to college. And the only reason I went to college is because my uncle got killed. My uncle got killed real, it was real nasty. Scared the shit out of me. I was in the streets, so it was like, and he was Superman to me. Like, I didn't think, you know, certain niggas you come in contact with that you think is above certain shit. But that taught me that in the streets, I don't care who you is, nobody is above the reality. You stay long enough, you're going to jail or you're going to the graveyard. And that was my first time ever realizing that, like, oh shit, like, I'm not. Because a lot of the shit I was able to do was because of nepotism. I ain't never had a problem with a problem, but people knew who my people were. Mm. And then when that happened, it was like, nigga, don't give a fuck who your people is. Nigga, you better get out here or stop playing. So I was like, man, you know what? I'm going to go down to North Carolina and get my education. Because mm-hmm. fuck that. You know what I mean? And it changed me. But at the same time, I was still that ignorant young nigga from the streets of D.C. at 19. I just was, you know, playing like I was doing the right thing, but I didn't have my mind right. I could have excelled a whole lot quicker than I did if I would have just embraced the fact that, you know, the shit that I was escaping from shouldn't be anything that I'm dedicating my energy or time to. So salute to you, young nigga, for being your age. You winning, and don't stop being you. Keep
nigga,
doing
when
that
I
shit.
Was 19, I was delivering pizza in a bubble Caprice. This is how stupid I was. And I had a pound of weed under the armrest.
Under the arm?
I think they put it under the armrest.
That's a big-ass armrest, cool. Nick.
Yeah, it was in the Caprice.
It worked, though.
That's what it was. But you, and like, this the thing about the dumb shit we used to do, I remember me and my man was driving back down the highway, twisted, 19, ain't even had no business drinking. We get pulled over. Police officer get so mad that we was young, it was like, man, y'all motherfuckers, slow down. Black officer was like, y'all go ahead, nigga, slow down. As soon as he pulled off, we pulled off. First thing we do is took our seatbelts back off. I think back to that now, like, what the fuck is wrong with you dumbass, nigga? Like, why would you even do that? It's just a level of invincibility that you don't even possess, young nigga. And man, salute
hell
to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can say at 19, I look up to you because I know at your age, I wasn't there.
And especially so, with all the shit you can do now. So much shit you could be doing.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Shit, famous at 19?
Famous at 19 right now.
I'd have died.
Right now, I would have been at the mother... Nigga, I don't know why. Died. Y'all might have been in the middle of the street just doing this shit.
Right.
Fuck y'all, nigga, man. Nigga, that's my hood. Nigga, that's my hood, nigga. What?
All the way, man. And salute to your parents that's in here too, man. Y'all did a hell of a job listening, man. Salute to y'all. For real. You know what I'm saying? Salute to y'all.
What platform you putting the new shit on?
Shit, all on.
Airwell.
Airwell, it's gonna be Airwell too.
I can't wait to hear.
It's gonna be my hardest body of work.
28.
What you think the one that's gonna go off this one is though? What you think the one? If you had to pick one that you think gonna be the one that's gonna take it to the next level.
I'm gonna go straight to the song too. Soon as that bitch drop.
Well, I gotta all of them just gonna go. But if I was to pick one, since we in Atlanta. I don't know how much I'll fuck with Thug, but I feel like the Thug one.
Push it with Thug.
On me, push it with
you,
Thug.
I saw you post the
yearbook.
I saw you post the yearbook picture
when you were Thug. What grade was y'all in?
I want to say, I had a braid, six.
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
Man, you know how powerful that is to even see that, like the odds.
That shit
y'all
crazy.
Beat.
I mean, that's why I'm like, I'm really proud of nigga. Like, bro, because a nigga come from the trenches for real. You feel like... Shawty come from the trenches, from the south side of Atlanta where he stayed at, in the projects called Jonesboro South and Jonesboro North. He from the south, was the trenches, you feel me? And from me knowing him coming from that and seeing him doing that now, like, everybody that's around him I know from that little area, like, man, folk popping their shit, bro. You feel me?
As you should, especially when you coming from this shit.
You hear
me? You should, you got to.
No cap, yeah, so I'm proud of him.
He went crazy. I feel like the whole Atlanta gonna be bumping that shit.
Shit,
what's the name of the song?
It's called Push It.
Push it.
Push it.
That's what's up. Hey, I'm looking forward to hearing it, niggas. It sound like you know, you put something out there that ain't no, and a lot of young artists ain't putting out there. It ain't all about sliding and 30s and, you know, switches and all that shit. And it's cool, you know, we understand, because, you know, like, I just was having this conversation with somebody about the shit that we grew up listening to. I was a little boy listening to Pac and all that shit. I was just listening to Drew Down, Pimp of the Year, and they ain't had no business listening to that shit, nigga.
I'm listening to Yin Yang Twins.
Motherfucking 7 years old, nigga. I'm gonna be the motherfucking pimp of the year. Walking around doing shit like this here. I'm like, nigga, I was not doing nothing even remotely close to that.
Wait, you
say my dick. See what I'm saying?
Wait, you say my dick.
Hey.
No, you can't be listening to no Yin Yang Twins. Yeah. No fifth grade.
So it ain't nothing. I would never talk down on the content of the music because everything is evolution, but it ain't no social commentary. It can't be a whole album of you killing niggas. It ain't enough niggas left for you to kill.
Me.
You know what I mean? So.
Dug them out the grave and they killed them.
Number one. That's number one on the song. Damn. Dig a nigga up. That shit crazy. So salute to you, young nigga. It's an honor, man. Seriously. You know what I mean?
That one last. That would have been hard to end the album on.
Dig a nigga up?
Dig a nigga up and kill him again.
That motherfucker, that's a closer.
You start with cause, you start with the argument, then end with digging that nigga back up. Yeah, that's a. Yeah.
The intro is arguing. No, the intro is the phone call. What he say?
What nigga?
What nigga say? Man, I just spoke to nigga yesterday, man.
That's number two. What a nigga say, number
just,
one?
I just
spoke to that nigga yesterday. Yes, number two.
He dapped me up. The nigga was like, what's up, my
he
boy?
He dapped me up, number three. He was like, what's up, my boy, number four. Then you just worked
never
through
got
with
a problem.
That.
I fucked your bitch, number six.
No cap.
Hey, man, I ain't been say like less. Nigga say less. That's number eight. Yeah, we on the
you
way.
You ugly here, man. That number nine. Gotta put a Memphis on that thing.
Nah, man. This your first time in the trap. Don't let it be the last, though, man.
No, sir.
I'm showing him here.
Don't be looking up there. Ain't shit up there, man.
Ain't shit. We ain't got no room. We ain't got no room.
Ain't shit up there.
We just got it fit.
Ain't shit up
cool
there.
Fuck that roof.
They really a trap
shit
house.
Shit ain't gotta look that nice.
Yeah, no.
No, that don't mean we don't have to be in the trap.
Ass shit down, man.
Oh, well, think about it. It gonna get smoked, my boy. You hear me?
I'm motherfucking
I see by the four puffs. Oh, yeah. I don't get burnt.
Mm-hmm.
What you looking at?
It's funny, though. I used to smoke my shit to the lab like that, though, too.
Yeah, hey, that's the bad part.
Mm-hmm.
It hit harder.
Blunt with the part of the blunt with all the flavor in it.
Mm-hmm. You want a smoker like me, though. I used
your
to
shit
smoke
on fire.
Before I smoked.
All right.
Your sweatshirt.
What?
Your sleeve, man.
Shit flaming.
What? All right. No, that shit that coming from the ground. Yeah, nigga, high here.
So they banned you off of Instagram. You do have Twitter. What's your Twitter?
I'm about to go crazy. NLE Chopper 1, I think. Or NLE Chopper 1.
Okay. That nigga don't even be on that shit. It's one of the motherfuckers. NLE Chopper.
I think it's NLE Chopper. I don't know the name.
Hey, man, you say all the white people rapping your song on TikTok?
Which one?
Shit, all of them.
They be going in.
You
though.
Got a whole hashtag on that motherfucker. Mm. Regular looking white people. Old ladies and shit. Yeah.
Up on me, they be saying the N-word with it and everything.
Yeah, you know that, yeah.
I think my hashtag like over a billion on that app.
crazy.
The type of my shit in a billion times.
Yeah, all the way. Now, are you on TikTok?
Yeah, I be on there.
Oh, okay. TikTok. Well, yeah, TikTok.
That shit like go crazy.
TikTok is like crap.
I ain't gonna lie though, TikTok funny is fuck fool. You get the right little algorithm on your little homepage.
Yeah, that shit be going
that shit
crazy.
Is crazy.
Bitch all day.
Oh yeah, I ain't even on TikTok, but I watch videos that people post on Instagram from TikTok.
Crazy.
My
nigga. Let me tell you something. Do you know how smart you gotta be to mouth your words to sync it with some shit, like lip sync it with some shit? Like they do that all day. I tried. I can't lip sync.
I'm gonna figure out how to make some shit. That's my next step.
We gotta figure out. We gotta get
that's my next step. I want them. My next step is to figure out how to make some shit.
How to make them, right? Because they be so creative.
I'm trying to memorize this shit. I'm like, all right, then I gotta go see what the fuck this is. I'm like, hold on, let me see what this is. All right, I gotta record this shit. Man, ain't nobody finna do this shit. This
my daughter
stupid.
Be putting me on. You know, the Jones be fucking me up when they be having, like, the little people, like, doing shit. They had one where a motherfucker was throwing javelins, right? Was doing a javelin throw. Then at the end of the video, they just had a nigga with a whole bunch of toothpicks getting stuck in his shirt.
Oh, yeah, that shit's funny. You talking about the midget?
Yeah, man, that shit is creative, man. So, you know, if you got a billion on there, then you tapped in with your demographic for sure, for sure.
And my sister is 50. I called her, I said, what you doing? She said, I'm doing this TikTok, I'm gonna call you back. I said, don't call me back. you do the TikTok, don't call me back.
Who did find that thick ass grandma on there one time?
No cap.
Yeah, I seen that when they was
on
TikTok. What's all that movement back there? What's all that movement back there? It's a
whole
lot of
clapping.
Can you DM
people on TikTok?
Yeah, they gotta follow you though. It should be
damn.
Crazy.
So you can't follow, you can't
you
send
can't
nobody?
Slide like that.
So y'all gotta be like mutual friends? Sense. Oh.
Hey, it's this old white man who be on there all the time, right? The old white dude. That nigga was like,
you see that booty? Oh, yeah, I say it, cuz.
No, man. I was driving, I was looking at the road. Well, I was looking at that booty.
Anybody can make it on TikTok, though, can't
they? Hell yeah. But yeah, anybody.
Maybe anybody with like 3 million followers. You be like, damn. Motherfucker in the woods. Who the fuck is that? This motherfucker's famous in the woods,
yeah,
man.
And that's what he do.
Nigga in the woods, man. Like, this motherfucking crazy. I'm watching niggas in the bushes all day.
3 million motherfuckers.
3 million motherfuckers.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, it's a lot of weird shit going on.
Bro, there's a lot of weird shit going on, I'm telling you.
It's deeper than rap, man.
This nigga on the bucket right now with 8 million followers.
For real?
On TikTok, on the bucket.
He on a bucket?
On a bucket with 8 million followers.
Nigga, it's a crackhead who be singing on that bitch. He done remade all the songs to Dope Smoking songs. And he got about 5 million followers.
Damn. That's the crazy part about it. They using them over. I feel like they using them over there.
He ain't be getting paid on it.
Like, they ain't getting no money over there. Like,
hey, white
you can't
from
be
Memphis.
Like, you can't go from TikTok and be
you
like,
seen
look.
The white dude from Memphis? The white gangster?
The owner of the
folk.
Mechanic
white
shop.
Yeah.
Ooh. White folk. White folk.
Oh, he the white gangster from Memphis. He be on there talking shit like a motherfucker.
On TikTok?
Hell yeah.
I gotta fuck my people. I follow on TikTok. Be some bullshit.
Hey, man, we ain't gonna keep you in this bitch all night, man. We know you got a whole motherfucking project to go promote.
No, God.
We appreciate you stopping through the trap.
Yes, sir.
Salute
to you,
y'all. Hell yeah.
All the West South Show. The Coldest Podcast. Thank you. Voted the number one black TV show for black people.
Come on,
that's
man.
Not on TV.
Come on, man.
Let's get this picture right quick.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.